Bible Believers Baptist Church. It's a blessing to have this opportunity to be able to speak to you and just give you a brief update of what's going on here in Uganda. It's been a busy, busy week. It's now 8:12 at night. We're winding down, and at least my family's winding down. I still have a lot of work to do this evening. So we're in the middle of a TBI, and for those of you who don't know, a TBI is a Triannual Bible Institute. And during that time, what we do is we bring men in, and this particular TBI is special. We're bringing men and women in. They bring their wives because we're teaching on the family. And it's been a tremendous blessing. It's been, it's been wonderful trying to teach these men how to establish a biblical home. And we need a lot of prayer, a lot of help, because a lot of these concepts are just foreign to the Ugandan mind. They're so deeply embedded in their particular cultures that they come from. It's really hard to help them see the need to break free and to establish a biblical home. But they seem excited. They seem motivated. They are taking it well. They are receiving the instruction well. So praise the Lord. Just pray for them as we go through this. Now, a quick note, I have a longstanding relationship with Bible Believers Baptist Church. I first came there in person in 2010. I believe it was 2010, somewhere around there. And it must have been 2011. Anyways, it was around that time frame. But your pastor at that time was Tim McDonald. And he sat after church with me one night. I visited for about 2 weeks. I was in town doing some training at the Naval Air Station. And I was preparing to go to leave for Egypt. And he sat and talked to me for about 3 hours after church one night and just gave himself to me and answered my questions and encouraged me and talked with me. And I owe Bible Believers Baptist Church and Pastor Tim McDonald a great debt of gratitude for being willing to take the time and talk with me. And that night, Pastor McDonald gave me a book and a CD by James Knox. And it's hard to imagine from that time until now. I mean, it's only that contract I finished in Egypt in 2012, I moved straight to DeLand, Florida to go to Bible school. And now I'm a missionary sent out of Bible Believers Baptist Church. And I greatly appreciate it. Thank you for remaining faithful. And I know you've been through a lot the past couple of years. And I praise the Lord that you have stuck with the truth. And I have no doubt that when another young man passes through that church, someone there would be willing to take the time with him and point him in the right direction. And so I thank you for that. Now, just a few quick updates. Ministry in Uganda is going great. Public ministry is doing unbelievably well. The church is out street preaching every Friday. We give out 700 to 1,000 tracts every Friday. And that is just a tiny fraction of what we could do if we had more people. So please pray about that. We started a door-to-door ministry, and that it's doing unbelievably well. Both those ministries, the Ugandans have picked them up. I got them going. I taught them what to do. Praise the Lord. And they just have picked it up and run with it. In fact, we had a meeting about the door-to-door ministry recently, and Brother Keith Spences, the missionary we work with, and I, it was odd because nobody asked us anything. The Ugandans at Masaka Independent Baptist Church have just picked this ministry up, those ministries, both of them, and they just make them happen. They make them work. They get things done. So praise the Lord. Bible translation. After about 3 weeks of dedicated work, we are somewhere around Genesis 11 at this point. Please pray for that ministry. It's a very needed ministry. It's a difficult, complex ministry. The problems we have run into and trying to find suitable words from English to Luganda, it's very difficult. So please pray about that. I mentioned in my last prayer letter, there are a couple of new ministries that I plan to get started, Lord willing, hopefully by the end of this year, sooner would be better, but these next few are going to require more planning. I've got to get quite a bit of money together to get the equipment we need. There's just a lot more to it to get these next two ministries up and running. Number one, our street preaching ministry, we're going to take it on the road, essentially. I'm going to take two young men from Massaka Independent Baptist Church with me, and we're going to go visit all the churches Brother Keith has started on this side of Uganda, and we're going to help them establish public ministry at their churches, which will be a tremendous training opportunity for them. It gives the church a massive boost when we come in and do this. It lets people in the area know that church is there, and it prepares their people to be able to participate in this ministry all on their own. Secondly, some of you are probably familiar with the pastor's school at Cornerstone Baptist Church under Pastor Ron Ralph. We're going to create our own version of that pastor's school here. It's a very needed ministry. We've got some hardworking men here that are faithful in their areas of service as pastors. And they need some encouragement. They need some extra training. They need a little extra time. So this is going to be a great opportunity to bring them in and spend some intimate time with them, if you will, just building them up. And so finally, just a few prayer requests. You know, the things I've already mentioned, plus the security lately in Uganda seems to be hit or miss. It has become less secure than we are comfortable with, and certainly less secure than it was when moved here or had visited here previously. Uganda is in an unfortunate state of decline. We don't know what the future is going to hold. The current president is a strong man. He has held the country together for 30 plus years now. You know, Uganda is a very young nation. The average age is like 40 years old, 30 years old. It's a very young nation. They've never seen another president. This is all, he's all they've known. And then you put that factor in with inflation and the effects of decisions made through COVID and things like that. It's just, things are becoming an economic mess here. And the harder it is for people to live here, the more willing they are to turn to something like crime, theft, home invasions, things of that sort. We are trying to take measures as best we can to prevent people from entering our home unwelcomed. So pray for us that we can get our home secure to the point that it's just so difficult for people to come in that they just go somewhere else. And that I can keep my family safe, because if I cannot, there could be an international incident. so that's all we got for you for now. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Brother Tony, Pastor Tony, I love you, brother. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your faithfulness. I appreciate your personal discipline and your dedication. And I praise the Lord you were there and ready to help lead this church, and I thank God for you. I know we don't get to talk much, but I surely appreciate you and your family. We love you. We're praying for you. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for being so faithful to support us. We couldn't do all the things that we're doing here without your dedication and your faithfulness. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much it means to us. And so till we see you again, or till Brother Tony asked me for another video 5 minutes before church starts. God bless you, and hope to talk to you soon.